Good evening, Salimet. On behalf of us all, welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, my dear friends, it is good to be with you once more. I wish to give a welcome to those who come this time. As we are approaching the end of this earthly year, I wish you, my dear friends, to think of my words to you in this controversial time of your earthly living. So much has been spoken about the ending of this earthly year. And I have assured you that all is well, and the evolution of your world is happening as it should. So remember my words when we reach the end of this year. Does anyone have any questions at this time?
I'm sure we have. Any questions from our visitors?
No, I'm fine, thank you, George.
Or would you rather wait until you've acclimatised?
Yes, please, yeah.
Yes. So full of questions, and yet when they come within this room, there is nothing to say.
I had some thoughts on earthly charities today. It's obviously good to give to others. But I notice that it's getting a little out of hand. This country alone now has 185,000 registered charities, and that number is growing 5,000 each year. I feel there's something wrong in this, especially when one third of the monies contributed are spent on advertising the charity and sending persuasive letters to people. So I feel we need to take account of how we give, and I just wondered if you have any comments on this, Salimet.
Yes, of course, I will not say that you must not help others in any way that you can. The purpose of mankind is to help others. This I have said on many occasions. But I understand your concern about the greed that also exists in your world.
Yes, I'm sure there's an element of greed in it.
Of course, that has always been. And all I can say to you is this, that each individual must think for themselves and to give in whichever way they so desire to others. And it must be with their own conscience. And that has to be not to give to those who are seeking to gain for themselves, but to find some way that will help those most in need. It is a worldwide thing, I know, but I cannot say do not give to those in need.
No, perhaps we should be more circumspect
yes.
within ourselves.
Yes.
And perhaps also it would be good to attempt to influence government and law society to give some measure of control over what is happening.
We have been striving for so long with the governments of your world to do betterment for mankind. It is an onward struggle, but I am encouraged by the many good people that are within your world and who give to others without thought or need for themselves. We strive to help those who help others and also to influence those in power who are able to change the state of things in order that this greed might be annihilated, if you like. Yes.
Yes, thank you for that.
I am afraid mankind has a large part to play in these situations.
The one thing with so many charities, though, we all have our, as you're saying, our own free will.
Yes.
So it gives you a chance to choose the ones that you feel are right. And perhaps somewhere along the line, each one of them is right for somebody.
Yes.
As long as it's not, as you say, for personal gain.
Yes. Those who seek personal gain over helping others are not doing themselves much good, because any good that they have achieved is struck from whatever good they have done. So yes, the responsibility lies with each individual if you are looking to stop this kind of greed.
Could I ask a question, please, Sarinet?
Yes.
I've been sitting here trying to think how best to put this. If somebody has struggled with a belief, a religion that they were born into,
yes,
and wish to search for something that they feel has more truth to it, is there a way in which you would suggest they search for this? Does that make sense?
I understand your question. And of course, within each one of you is all knowledge and all truth. So I would say only that if you wish to change anything within your life, then you know what is right. I would follow what you call instinct, what I call spiritual knowledge, and you will not go wrong.
Thank you very much, Simon.
You all know what is right and wrong because it is innate within each one of you.
That's very kind. Thank you very much.
You will find that always I teach that each one of you has the ability to know and to live a life that is rich in the spiritual gifts, but it is within you all.
I'm sure you realise I did not ask that question or not for myself, because
yes.
I have great belief in the work that we do.
Yes.
Spiritually, it was for the help of somebody else.
Yes. But you see, my dear friend, you cannot help another to find their own way. You can sow seeds, you can have discussions, but ultimately that individual has the knowledge to go forward in the correct way.
And that is what I have tried to do, Salumet.
Yes.
But it is still a struggle.
Yes.
But I do
and
understand.
It will always be a struggle for this one.
I think you were telling me recently, Salumet, to just place the knowledge before people.
Yes.
And then it is up to them.
Yes. You must be like your farmers. You must sow the seeds well and leave the rest to the seed.
Mm-hmm.
You must allow it to grow naturally. You can encourage, you can help, you can nurture, but you cannot take responsibility.
Thank you very much.
And you did say to us some time back that different people are on different pathways, and as long as the religion that they're believing in is doing good, that can't be wrong.
Yes, you cannot judge.
Mm.
Again, I return, you cannot judge another human being until you have that whole picture. It is not your responsibility to make judgments.
I think you were also saying some time back that the various religions of the world, they ultimately all focus in the one direction.
Yes, you are all destined to go to the same place, of course. No matter which different pathways you take, you will eventually reach spirit. And then sometimes you will find that there would have been an easier pathway. But it is all part of your growth.
Yes.
Spiritual growth.
And I think you indicated it would be some time before everyone realized this.
Yes.
The focus.
We have
same.
To go slowly, slowly.
Hmm.
But as I have told you, my dear friends, that I am encouraged by your world. I am not disillusioned in any way. Because I see the light grow stronger, grow bigger. Therefore, again, I repeat myself that to have positive thoughts, even in situations of negativity, is allowing that spiritual light to grow within your world. You understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, that's good to have that thought. Could I turn the clock back 2,000 years to that time when the Royal Library in Alexandria was destroyed by fire, losing an enormous amount of knowledge to the world. I think it was about 750,000 literary works. In the days of Julius Caesar's campaign, that huge ancient library was lost to the world, and this is regarded by a great many academics and historians as a huge loss. But I imagine all those books are still in spirit. When our dear friend Leslie comes through and refers to the Halls of Learning and how he loves the books, I imagine those works are all still available in spirit.
Yes, nothing is destroyed in spirit. And do you remember my words when I explained to you all that the thought, the creation, begins in spirit before it comes to your world?
Yes, and
yes,
you indicated this for the creation of the planet itself.
Yes, but anything is created will remain, of course, in spirit. So do not fear that any knowledge of any importance has been lost. That is not quite true. It may not be here in the physical sense, but of course it remains in spirit world. So you see, my dear friend, there will be plenty for you to do.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I can just picture our dear friend Leslie having a wonderful time going through those books.
Yes, and even now he does not always accept what he sees. But he is improving.
Well,
that's Leslie for you.
going back, as George was going back, I'm sorry to bring this up one more time, but you very kindly answered my question about the pyramids last time. And one thing you said was that it was my deep conscious that was affecting what I was saying. Could you?
Unconscious.
Unconscious, deep unconscious. Mm. So could you just explain a little bit to me exactly what that means?
It means that you have all been given subconscious material for which is deep-seated and can come to the forefront of your thinking at certain times and under certain conditions. There is within each one of you your own small library of knowledge which is able to resurface at any time.
Is this knowledge that we've accumulated ourselves, or that everybody is just given?
It is knowledge that you have retained from many times.
All right. Oh, thank you very much. Yes, that makes all sense to me now. Thank you.
One little loose end we've been given wonderful information about the pyramid builders and the influence of the extraterrestrials, our cosmic friends, should I say, and I don't think it's been said yet, but I think the stone circles that we have in this country, there's a lot of similar traits to some of the pyramids, and the huge size of the stones, which would have been, you know, so difficult for the earth peoples of the time of construction to have moved on them out by themselves. So, would it be true to say that they were also built by people from other planets, friends from other planets, the stone circles that...
I would say only that help was available. Not to all, but to quite a number. Mm. Yes. But I do not wish to go into particular detail on any one set of stones or other.
I see. Yeah, because there's...
Help was available.
And also with some of the burial chambers in, that I saw in Ireland from a long, long time ago, these huge stones that were put on top of other stones, probably was this the same help.
Yes. As I say, some were created by man, but a lot of help came from what you term friends.
Yes.
Yes. I will say that to you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. I thought that must be the case for some of them.
Yes. Mm. What you must not do is give all of the credit to your cosmic friends. But you have to realize that, of course, there was some involvement.
Could I just ask that the help that was given to the human beings, were they aware that they were getting the help?
Of course.
Yes.
Their knowledge, their sensitivity, their awareness was so much greater.
Yes.
In those times.
Yes.
As we have discussed on many occasions.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. Mankind in this day, because of materialism, has lost so much of that spiritual knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But it is becoming much more known.
Yes.
To humankind today.
Mm.
So.
Yes, a good many people are interested in your, what you've taught us today, that probably even 30 years ago wouldn't have been.
No. So. And even today it will be, as our dear friend here has found, not always acceptable.
Mm.
Human beings must find their own way.
Mm.
They must find their own truth.
Mm.
It is important that each one discovers their own pathway.
Mm.
Yes, I think a factor is that human beings are very good at copying, and if someone from across the universe builds a pyramid, then there are others who will endeavour to do similar work.
Yes. Yes. You are, as I have said again, you are a very young planet with much still to learn, or should I say relearn.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. One of our philosophers, René Descartes, the basis of his philosophy was, I think, therefore I am.
As I have said. Have I not?
As you have said. Yes, indeed, I was going to say
that. Your thought is your reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It is only used with different words.
So I think it's reasonable to rate him highly amongst Earth's philosophers.
I would say that he had some element of the truth.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Mm.
And now, my dear friends, I feel that this time I will take my leave of you. Of course, I leave you all with much love and surround you with much love and light. And until we come together next time, I will take my leave.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sally. Good. All love goes with you.